What or who brought you to your work at the Wheeler Mission?
That's an interesting question. My career trajectory has not been a straight line. It's been zigs and zags and flips and turns. And so what really brought me to Wheeler, I say, is pretty serendipitous. I was in a corporate position for a number of years, for about 20 years. Decided to start my own consulting firm back about 15 years ago. And I was been pretty active in the community, Terry, and volunteering for a lot of different organizations and boards and whatnot. And Wheeler is just always at the forefront of everything here in Indianapolis. You can't not know about Wheeler. There is an opportunity that opened up when a 28-year veteran, a guy named Steve Kerr, who is a legend, he was announcing his retirement and they were looking for his replacement. And so I got a call. I applied for the position of Chief Development Officer, and I got that. And I was in that role for about a year. And then the CEO announced that he was retiring after 32 years. And so the rest is history.
What do you see as Wheeler Mission's greatest need coming out of the pandemic, trying to identify where do we go from here?
Like any nonprofit, Wheeler Mission thrives on the service of volunteers. And I was just looking at the numbers again last night, Terry. We had almost 8,000 volunteers last year for about 30,000 volunteer hours. Always, Wheeler needs volunteers. We have so many opportunities available in all of our areas. Secondly, we need resources. We need funds to help us do what we do each and every day. Serve the most vulnerable people in our society, those individuals experiencing homelessness. And on any given night, Terry, we are helping and housing and clothing and feeding anywhere from 700 to 800 men, women, and children every single night. There's no vacation for the homeless. In Indianapolis, on any given night, there's about 1,500 to 1,600. So we are doing 700 or 800 of those 1,500 or 1,600 every single night. But most of all, because we're a faith-based organization founded on Christian principles, we need prayers, Terry. We always need prayers of individuals in the community to do what we do.
Someone's listening and they may be asking themselves, what can I do that could be of help to Wheeler Mission? What types of volunteers do they need and what areas?
We have volunteers that can do anything from helping to serve any of the 3 meals a day that we serve to the hundreds of men, women, and children that we service. We have a thrift store. They can help sort clothing. If they have specialized skills that they want to volunteer, you know, we have nurses, we have doctors, we have beauticians. We try our best to look at the entire person and see what their needs are. Of course, we have professionals who help with case counseling, and a good portion of the people that we serve are dual diagnosed with either a mental illness or a drug addiction. And so we have professionals to help with that.
Thank you for speaking with me today, Perry.
Thank you, Terry.